حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. When we look at Ashura, what is the message that Imam Hussein and his companions wanted to give? What was the prevailing message? When we hear from people, from Shia and from Mu'mineen, what does Ashura meant? What was the meaning behind Ashura? You hear different things if you ask yourself and others. You see that some people say that Imam Hussein, the message of Ashura was standing up against injustice. Some people say that it was to establish justice. Some people say that this is a stand for righteousness or for love. And many other things. But one thing is not mentioned, which is actually the main message of Ashura. It's never mentioned or rarely mentioned, and you hardly hear it. For whatever reason, we see that all of these things are there and they are true. But there's one message that Imam Hussein and his companions and everyone who was in Karbala wanted to give and express. One message that was overall that was so important, and that was the message of wilayat. Wilayat, authority. That was the message that made Karbala unique, that made Ashura unique. It was different than all other places and all other events. This was the main message that was given. All the other things that happened underneath this one umbrella, this one message of wilayat. You heard, just one thing, you heard and you know that Imam Hussein alayhi salam had said that my companions are better than any other companions before me. Meaning the companions of the Prophet, the companions of Imam Ali, the companions of Imam Hassan do not compare to the companions of Imam Hussein. Now, have you ever wondered why they are good? Why they are better? Understand it, and from there you will understand the message of wilayat. Why are the companions of Imam Hussein better than the companions of the Prophet? Is it because they gave shahadat? No, the companions of the Prophet also gave shahada. The companions of Imam Ali also gave shahada. Is it because they did jihad? No, the Prophet's companions and Imam Ali's companions did jihad. They also fought in Allah's way. Is it because they took the risk? No, everyone else did that. So what is it that makes the companions of Imam Hussein special? If we understand that, then we will understand the message of wilayat. What does it mean? What is the message of wilayat, authority? What does that mean? My friends, here's the thing. The difference between all other companions and Imam Hussein's companions is that all other companions other than Imam Hussein, they followed Allah's command. They did jihad because Allah said so and He made it wajib. They went into shahadat because of this obligation on their head. You see, this is the very thing that Imam Hussein lifted from them and said, now nothing is wajib on you. There's nothing wajib on you. There's no amr of Allah behind you. There's no command that Allah is giving you to do jihad. I now ask you to leave me. I am relieving you of this burden. Leave me. So now if you're staying, then why are you staying? So now you will hear the companions say, we are not staying because Allah made it wajib, or Allah's command is there, or we need to do jihad, it's wajib. We are staying because of you now. Oh. The message of Vilayat is that I am not here because Allah made it wajib on me. I'm here because of the Wali of Allah. It's because of him that I'm here. This is Vilayat, my friends. When you come out of that obligation, it's not wajib on you anymore. It's not wajib. Allah is not commanding you. Now are you going to do it? Are you going to go beyond your duty to be with your imam? Because of your love to him, your attachment to him, are you going to do that? This is it, my friends. This was the message. All other messages, standing up for justice, comes under wilayats. Fighting injustice comes under wilayat. Otherwise, if wilayat is not there, if Allah's authority, if the Imam's authority is not there, then neither standing up for justice makes sense and fighting against injustice becomes ridiculous. It becomes a joke. All these things come under wilayat. If there's wilayat, then justice will make sense and standing up against injustice will make sense. And all the other messages, shahadat will make sense, jihad will make sense when wilayat is there. But that's all I want to say. Because Ashura is not the day for preaching. The only reason I said so is because Imam Hussein preached to the people in Ashura. Just following his footsteps. That Imam Hussein, you preached. Otherwise, Ashura is the day in which we are in grief, mourning for Imam Hussein, crying for Imam Hussein, which you have done. You have inconvenienced yourself, troubled yourself of coming out here, spending the day in the house of your Imam, so that you can share his grief, shed some tears with him, do matam and hit yourself. You have done that. You know, as the Sher in Farsi was saying, right, how we wish that this rain that we are facing today, this rain, a little bit of that could have been in Karbala. A little bit of that could have been. Don't you as a Shia wish that, Imam, this rain is coming here on us? How a little few drops of water could have been there. But you have cried, my friends. You have done matam. You have spent yourself for Imam Hussein, in the love of Imam Hussein. But there's one thing you didn't do. You didn't say you're welcome. You didn't say you're welcome. Don't you hear Fatima saying thank you? Didn't you hear Fatima say thank you? She's holding her hands together and saying thank you for crying for Hussein. Thank you for crying for Hussein. Don't you see the Imam of your time coming to you and wiping the tears off your face and kissing your cheeks and saying, thank you for remembering my grandfather. My friends, my brothers and sisters, this is it. I will just take these few minutes just to take you to Karbala right now. It's the Asr of Ashura. Asr of Ashura is the time of Asr in Ashura. Imam Hussein has fallen off his horse. Zuljana doesn't have a rider anymore. The rays of the sun are burning his eyes. The heat in Karbala has dried his throat. His lungs are burning. Imam Hussein is lying on the ground. His movement is restricted. He cannot move much. You know why? When they counted it, 34 arrows have been embedded in his body. When they counted it, 34 arrows in his body, 33 spears, and 33 swords. Hussein is the tashri' and the explanation of the tasbih of Fatima. Now you want to say assalamu alaykum ya Aba Abdullah. Every time an arrow hits Hussein is moved by that. Then say assalamu alaykum ya Aba Abdullah. Every time an arrow hits him, every time an arrow goes into him, Hussein is shaking from one side to another. When he's on the ground and they see him on the ground, now Hussein is alone. There's no one who's going to help Hussein. No one is going to help Hussein. Come in the assistance of Hussein. Take yourself to Karbala. The only one who's there with Hussein is Fatima, who's holding Hussein by her hands. Fatima is with Hussein. Hussein sees Fatima. His head is in the lap of Fatima. But you know what? When these people see Hussein is down, when they see that Hussein is down, they come towards him. You know, they come towards him. And the rock throwers, the stone throwers, they're throwing stones and hitting Hussein. The people who have arrows, the archers, are shooting their arrows at Hussein. These arrows are going in. So many arrows are inside of him that there's no room. So these people move forward. They take out the arrows from his body so more room can be made so that they can hit him more. More room can be made so more places can be hit. They start taking out those arrows and they're taking turns. Now there's a line, they're taking turns in hitting Imam Hussein. They're taking turns hitting Imam Hussein. The stone throwers move backwards. The stone throwers move backwards and the spearmen come forward. You know, the spearmen, they come forward and they go and start striking Hussein with their spears. You know, let me tell you about weapons, my friends. Let me tell you about weapons. You know, a spear is pointed. It's when it goes in, you're supposed to take it out from the other side. Because once it goes in, it doesn't come out. It gets stuck in there. Idea of a spearman is to blow inside so the hole is made and to tear a person apart. Now, understand what's happening. When someone is putting their spear inside, they're not taking out from the other side. They're pulling. As they pull, Hussein's body is moving with it. They're pulling Hussein as they pull the spear. Understand what's happening in Karbala. And it's this time that Zainab is hearing the voice from the battlefield. Ya Hussein! Ya Hussein! That's her mother crying in Karbala, seeing what's happening to Hussein. They're pulling the body apart. And then when Shimr comes face to face with Hussein. Hussein, even in that state, he tells Shimr, I promise you Shafaat of my grandfather. I promise you, Shafaat of my grandfather, go away from here. You know, and Shimr says, that's all right, I don't need it. What Yazid is going to give me is much better. What Yazid is going to give me is much better. Then Hussein, he looked at Shimr and said, yes, it is true. What is true? He says, I saw my grandfather and my grandfather said that the person who's going to take your life is going to have the body of a dog and the face of a pig. I see you. That's how I see you. And when Shimr heard that, he became enraged. He says, I'm going to do to you like no one else has been done before you. And he kicked Hussein in the ribs. He kicks Hussein in the ribs. And gets ready for the slaughter. You know, my friends, let me tell you, rules of slaughtering are this. Understand this. Rules of slaughtering. When you want to slaughter an animal, ahkam e zabiha, go and read it. It is said that you should use a sharp sword, a sharp knife when you are cutting the animal. When you're cutting the animal, you should use a sharp knife. And there are two rugs that are in the front of the neck. When you're cutting, cut those two rugs fast. Go through it very fast so that the animal doesn't feel pain. The animal doesn't feel pain, and that the rugs are broken and the blood can come out. And then when you go through that, then leave the animal to kick itself. The animal will kick its feet, will kick its hands in order for the blood to come out so that it can die faster. This is our rules. These are rules of slaughtering. And then when you slaughter an animal, don't slaughter it from the back. You see, the reason they say that is that if you go from the back, it takes time for you to come to those rugs. And it takes time for you to come to those arteries and veins that are in the front. Those arteries must be cut first. If you cut them later, the blood is still flowing and the animal is still feeling the pain. My friend, when Shimr wanted to slaughter Imam Hussein, he was slamming his sword on the ground. And they ask him, what are you doing? He says, you don't see, Hussein is alone. No one's going to come to Hussein. I want to take my time killing Hussein. I want to take my time killing Hussein. When Shimr came, you see, any slaughterer will tell you that you don't go from the back and killing an animal. You go from the front, because in going to the back, a knife won't go through it. Slicing won't do. You have to strike it so he can go past the bone. My friends, 10 times Hussein was struck on the back. 10 times Hussein was struck on the back. They slaughtered him from the backside. 10 times he was hit and they were slaughtering. And then they left Hussein. The son of Fatima is kicking his hands and legs. He's jerking his feet. You are crying just hearing about it. And now look at Zainab, who's watching this. Zainab is watching this as Hussein is kicking. Zainab is watching and saying, Hussein, when at that point, that last moment, Hussein has no breath to talk. He has no breath. He's saying, Zainab, go back, Zainab, go back, Zainab. He's speaking like this. Zainab, these people, they don't like you. Go back, Zainab. And as they are being cut, Zainab comes back to the tents. She comes back to the tents, goes to Zainal Abidin. Zainal Abidin is woken up. When Imam Zainal Abidin, Imam Sajjad wakes up and says, what happened? They open the door. He sees the head of Hussein on the spear and says, Assalamu alaika, Ya Aba Abdullah. There's a noise in the sky saying, Kat kotelat Hussein obe Karbala. Kat kotelat Hussein obe Karbala. تعلم الذي تعلم أيام القلب يا القلب
Brothers, please make your wazu. We are going to do the Salat-e Maghriban. I'd like to request Maulana Adil Raza to join on Hall C for the sisters, and I like 5 volunteers to go with him, and Maulana Beg will be recite the Salat here. Bar Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad Salat.
Nobody came.
Ameen, Maulana Adil Raza will be leading the Salat in Hall C for the sisters. So we'll need 5 volunteers from the men's side to go with Maulana Adil Raza.
الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن عليا ولي الله أشهد أن عليا حجة الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة